Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this chilly Wednesday morning, as I am every Wednesday, just after 9:23 in the morning, here with Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek USD 323 Superintendent Kevin Logan. We'll have Matt Droege of Gary County USD 475 here in just about, probably about 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes. We'll close things out this hour with Mary Beth Kiefer with the Bread Basket. We have a phone call. We'll go ahead and just start with that. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
I wanted to brag upon you being able to teach the children without any funding from the state to speak of. And you don't realize the lives that you've touched. My grandchildren's parents grabbed the kids out of here in Manhattan and went over to Pot County and paid $100,000 for 10 acres and built a stable and building a big house over there by the school just so they didn't have to put up with the bullying and the drugs and all the going on over here in Manhattan. And thank you for having an opportunity for the granddaughter to go somewhere else.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, absolutely. I'll echo that. Anybody else who has any questions, comments, just wants to say anything, get involved in the conversation, give us a call, 785-537-1350. If you miss any of this earlier part of In Focus or any part of In Focus this week, you can go online, newsradiokman.com, go to the On Demand tab, go down to In Focus, and you can listen to any In Focus that we have archived there. You can also, while you're there, check out the latest election results. And to go on that just real quick, Kevin Logan, the superintendent with Rock Creek, since that bond issue passed for you guys, I guess what's next? So what's the timeline now that it's passed?
I'd say right now we get into letting the architect and his engineers and our construction manager and their special trades get together, start working on construction documents, get a timeline down for us. As I know, our rough timeline is we're going to look at breaking ground sometime late May, early June of this coming spring. And then different projects will finish earlier than others. The addition on the of the vocational ed building will probably be a little bit will be quicker than what is the brick and mortar building of the 5-8 school. The construction of a prefab type of district office and storage and maintenance building will probably be a little bit faster. We are looking at a fall 2020 move-in date for the middle school, so we will be 2.5 school years out from actually occupying a new building. So we'll be looking, you know, how do we deal with increased enrollment between now and then, because we do have our classrooms about full. What can we move around within buildings and utilize as classrooms? We've got challenges in front of us, but, you know, it's exciting knowing that there's a solution in place and we're in the process of fine-tuning that and then finally breaking ground sometime this spring.
Time for action, right?
Time for action, absolutely.
Well, you do got a few housekeeping things we want to get through before we let you guys go.
We do. We've got a couple of shout-outs to make.
Yeah.
Our Rock Creek robotics team, or our best team, Boosting Engineering Science and Technology, was one of the top finishers down at Wichita here a few weeks ago, and that gave them the opportunity to head to regionals, which is in Fort Smith, Arkansas. That'll take place later this month, 1st of December. They will completely redesign, rebuild their robot for the task at hand, which I believe was putting out fires this year. And it's very much a team robotic sport, and wish them the best of luck as they travel out of state to represent Rock Creek Schools. Also traveling out of state here recently was our VOAG program. They had won first in the state in cattle judging last year, and we also had the first-place finisher in the state last year. And then with the Indianapolis here a couple of weeks ago and performed very well and had a couple of top 10 finishes down there. So a shout-out to them.
As far as that robot, they do have contingencies in case it gets out of control or anything like that, right?
It's all radio-controlled through the crystals, so they've got their own channel they operate on. It is a unique environment if you haven't seen it, because the driver a lot of times cannot see his robot and relies upon a spotter to tell them what to do, and they're not allowed to wear headsets or anything like that. It's very much, if you've been to a high school wrestling meet, it's very loud. People are right on top of the floor yelling and cheering. And so they work out a lot of hand signals as far as what to do with the robot, how to operate it, because there is an operator station that they're stationed at, and then there is a spotter station. So it's a little bit like NASCAR in that way. They've got the driver behind the wheel, and then they've got a spotter telling them what's going on around them.
pretty cool stuff. If they want to do a video of something, just send it our way. We'll put it on our website or something.
We'll do.
Tim, you got some housekeeping things you want to go over?
Sure. Well, our FFA also attended Nationals, and that's always a great leadership event, whether you're going to compete or I know many of the students just go to experience these leadership trainings, and they always come back with a lot of good information. So they had a great trip as well. Just a couple things we have coming up. Actually, today our National Honor Society is hosting a blood drive right at Walmeagle High School, and I know they always have opportunities or some open spots for walk-ins. So if you're in the Walmeagle area and you want to give some blood, they'd love to have you at Walmeagle High School in the upper gym. This weekend, we have our theater department at Walmeagle High School is having their musical. Jennifer Topliff, who directs that along with their high school cast, will put on the musical Big, the old Tom Hanks movie, and that's Friday night and Saturday night. This weekend, there's a dinner theater that goes along with that, and then next weekend, Friday and Saturday, they'll run the show again, just the show. So, again, a couple great opportunities to get out there and support our kids. We have a board meeting this coming Monday, and we're going to recognize some students that did an outstanding job on an assessment that we started taking last year. I know Kevin over at Rock Creek, they're taking it as well, but the Pottawatomie County Economic Council of Development is sponsoring the Work Keys assessment, and it's a test that's given through ACT, and it just helps students measure, what work skills they already have or what they need to, improve upon for a variety of careers. But we have 13 students that scored the platinum level, which is the highest level you can achieve on that Work Keys assessment. So we're going to recognize them Monday night at the board meeting, thank them for their efforts. And we're also going to recognize Grayson Nooch, who is a state golf qualifier. And then we just did finish our state cross country. We hosted last weekend. Our boys competed very, very hard, very well. They finished eighth, and that's always a big event in the community of Walmeagle. Just brings thousands of people to the community, and really Coach Patton and our athletic directors do a great job of working with the community and getting volunteers out to support that event.
What was the route this year?
Excuse me?
What was the cross-country route this year?
It's at the golf course, Walmeagle
Golf
Course.
Okay, still over there.
Yeah, it's been there for 30-plus years. I think they may have taken a few years off in between, but we host classes 1A, 2A, and 4A. We used to host 3A, but they moved that to the 5A, 6A site. And it's thousands and thousands of people out there running around on that golf course supporting their runners. This was the 30th consecutive year that our boys team actually qualified a team for state. So that's a pretty phenomenal achievement.
Congratulations to them. I remember in my newspaper days, I think I actually covered cross country there at the golf course in Walmeagle, and it's quite a scene. I think the most interesting thing, the most difficult thing for me in covering those cross country meets when I used to was at the finish line, and when people would run through and they're just exhausted, about to fall down, because I mean they're giving it their all. I have the utmost respect for cross country runners. That's something that I don't think I have the strength to do to make it all the way, but I almost had to wince at times when they go through the finish line, because they're just giving it their all, and most of the time they're kind of collapsing almost right at the end. But congratulations to all of them. See if we have this phone call. If it's for us, it's not. Let's go ahead and go to our break, Dave, or unless you guys had anything else you wanted to go through.
I would just like to say kudos to Tim for the way they pulled off the cross-country tournament. That was the first state cross-country tournament that I'd been to. We had a boy and a girl both competing in that. They both performed very well, but it was a class act by Walmeagle putting on that tournament.
We can thank Dennis Charbonneau for that and Coach Patton. Like I said, Coach Patton's been doing it for a number of years, but they just do a great job.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming on, gentlemen.
Thank you, Brady.
That was USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. When we come back, we'll talk with Gary County USD 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matt Droege, right here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on